All right, Anna, we got real celebrities in the studio with us right now.
This is great.
Doesn't get much better than this. First of all, I want to welcome back to the studio a guy. You know, this is to me one of our great American heroes. A guy that has seen a lot, has been over there, done that, come back, and now he's helping veterans readjust from PTSD and other ailments to life in the United States, back and in their home country, in their homes, with their families, using pets primarily, using dogs.
Isn't that great?
Service dogs. And Joe Traynor Jr. is with us. And he's a great American hero. His dad is a very famed great American hero as well. And Joe, thank you very much for being here, man. It's always great to have you. And CT, your dog.
Absolutely. And thank you for having us. It's always great to be on the show.
Yeah. And CT is here. CT is an adorable dog who you could just tell. When CT looks at you and tells you, you got to feel better about this, you're just going to feel better about it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
He's got that aura about him. He's just a gentle, sweet little dog.
You told the story a couple of weeks ago when you were here. Talking about a different event that you were doing, and we're going to promote this event in just one second when we introduce our big-time celebrity star. But you told a story about how you'd been to a series of, you know, after coming back, you'd been through a series of issues, and you were going through a breakup with your girlfriend, and you just kept thinking to yourself, you know, after being an Army Ranger and all the stuff that you'd done in your career, you know, how... Well, it was life worth living, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And that's where, you know, that special operations, you know, that we have to put down that barrier. And we literally have to be the loud professionals in order to help the quiet professionals. Because we don't like to admit there's anything wrong. And it's not that there's anything wrong. It's how we cope with the daily, as we call it. And one of the training tools that we use that we found out that not only works, but helps save the lives not only our dogs and veterans, is a dog.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's just such a cool story. And you said you looked in the eyes, you're going through this really awful time, and you looked into the face of the dog, and the dog's looking at everything, but maybe avoiding your eyes, and he doesn't see the pain, just goes, hey, I'm going to drag you with me out of this.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and being able to, you know, the only thing that I have not accomplished in my life was taking my own life. And, you know, that's very good to say.
It is good to say.
And, you know, whenever I had... Dante was his name, the pug jumped into my lap and, you know, saved my life. You know, I just want to make sure that every veteran got to feel that same unconditional love at such a point of vulnerability.
Such a low moment, and, yeah.
What? How do you find that they do it? Is it drawing them out, making them live in the moment? Is it just comforting in and of itself? What are you learning when you observe this with fellow veterans?
Oh, it's all the above. From emotional support to mobility issues to just simply being able to have your ranger buddy or your battle buddy by your side. And that's really where I found myself, you know, feeling empty and having my moment of, you know, realization. You know, it was when I looked to my left and right as my girlfriend was walking out the door and realized that, you know, I just lost, you know, the only thing that I had, and that there was nobody to my left and right. And whenever that pug jumped into my lap, you know, I knew that was the end all be all right there. To that unconditional love being there for you, for your support 24/7.
And we're going to tell you how to get involved in helping other vets with this in just a second. But Joe Minoso is here from Chicago Fire. Joe Cruz on Chicago Fire. And Joe, tonight's the big finale.
It is indeed, yes. Yeah. We're pretty excited.
And now, I believe...
Please don't blow up my neighborhood, the West Loop. I know you guys
shoot
over there all the time.
No guarantees. We like to blow up stuff in this city. That's just the way that it goes.
Do you know what is so funny? As soon as that show started shooting here, what, 3-4 years ago, there was that all of a sudden you'd see like all this crazy like fire activity, right?
And you weren't always sure.
Right.
Because
ambulances.
Before that, it was always real when you saw that. And now it's not always.
But it was like in crazy places, right? Like on Michigan Avenue Bridge or on something like
that. Places where you're like, that's a big deal.
Right. And there's cameras everywhere. And you're like, oh my God.
It's a big deal because we need all of the best views of Chicago in order to put them on NBC.
That's true.
You know, like
there
it's
are
like,
a lot of those.
We are here. We want to take advantage. It's like one of the things we find ourselves waiting on often when we're shooting is a passing train. Because we think it actually brings some very real Chicago to the scene. You know, it's one of the lucky things is that we get to film 100% of it here. And because of that, we have access to an incredible backdrop.
Oh, it is a beautiful city to shoot, isn't it? It's amazing. And I mean, you're originally from the Bronx, right? But you came
big time.
But you came two here for school, and you stayed, right?
Yeah, I came here in 2000 to go to Northern Illinois University for my grad degree, and I moved in 2004 to Chicago, thinking that I was going to be waiting on my girlfriend, who was still in school at NIU. She left 6 months later, and I ended up being adopted by Chicago, and I fell in love with the city.
Can I just say one thing about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
She blew that, would be my guess, when she turns on her TV.
Did you come back and say, hey, Joe?
You know, it's funny. I ran into her, a year after booking Chicago Fire, I ran into her, and it was amazing how pleasant she was.
I'll bet. That's good. Hey, so she didn't go, so, hey, what are you doing? Hey, do you know Jesse Spencer?
Yeah. Funny enough, that is who she asked me about.
That's my gosh, that's funny. I don't doubt that. Really, bro?
I mean, he's a gorgeous Australian. How could you not ask
him? He is. Taylor Kinney. And he does the Chicago accent well, too.
Yeah, you ever hang out with him? How about Miranda's husband from that Sex and the City? What about him? You ever hang out with him?
Oh, my God. I was just with him doing this media junket the other day, and this lady, as we're walking into the building, she goes, I know you, and you're still handsome, to David Eigenberg. Obviously doesn't recognize me, and I was like, well, that's obviously a Sex in the City reference. and it's just, it's great that it's still following him around. I mean, you know, that guy's one of the best.
I ran into him about a week ago, and I'm like, and he's all around, you see him all around town.
Yeah.
You see all you guys all around town, because you're living here.
Yeah, we live here.
Shooting it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's one of the things I love about you guys, is you're getting involved in the community as well. You see the Chicago Fire guys, like Taylor Kinney was in the Polar Plunge 2 years in a row.
Oh, he's a big fan of that. He loves the Polar Plunge. Yeah, he insists on doing it year after year.
And you've done a lot.
He's got the Gogs, though, right? Isn't Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga came out, but he was the reason, because it was the Chicago Fire guys who were part of it, and she came along to everyone's delight.
Well, you know, I just think, you know, I think doing the show, we've had a great opportunity to kind of understand what it is that these first responders go through on a day in and day out basis. And we have become so close to so many of them. There's so many of them are on set at any given moment.
Right. Technical advisors and also work in the set.
Exactly,
right?
You know, on our big fire days, we're outnumbered by actual firefighters.
Well, thank God. Because, you know, I don't want you putting it out.
I agree. Yes, thank God indeed. Yeah. And, you know, when you spend as much time as you do with these guys and you get to kind of hear the stories that they're going through, it's almost impossible to not try and do something to kind of bring awareness towards that, or something to try and help with that. You know, it's why I've worked with the 100 Club of Chicago. Mm-hmm. It's why I've joined up with Joe to help with this One Pet, One Vet, especially since Joe himself talks so much about how veterans and first responders are really part of the same brotherhood. And maybe they get to see a lot of atrocities, you know, away from home and dealing what they deal with. But, you know, all of our first responders here are definitely dealing with those things right here at home. And they deal with a lot of the same kind of issues with PTSD that a lot of our veterans do. So, you know, I'm glad that we're able to kind of figure out a way to bring a great marriage to one of my great causes, which is saving pets. And it's like it's like four organizations in one. You know, it's like you can't help but do good when you help One Pet, One Vet.
All right. Let me tell you something. Awesome. There's a great event going on. One Pet, One Vet and the Fight to Save Lives. On Friday night.
This coming Friday, we're going to have a whole lot of fun.
Joe's on Weed Street, right?
Absolutely, North Avenue. Yeah, Joe's on Weed Street. It's a big old concert, Freedom Concert. We're going to have all sorts of stuff going on. We got Natalie Yakovoza in the Spoken Four. She was on The Voice just this season. She was on Adam Levine's team. We got Jeff Givens in the Mugshot Saints country rock band. They're going to be rocking it out for us. We're also, Kerry Wood's going to be stopping by, Stephen McMichael. We've got all sorts of stuff up for auction. Helmets from Chicago Fire. Brian Urlacher signed baseball. We got a hockey stick signed by the Blackhawks. We're just going to have a really good time. We're going to raise some money for some really good people and an incredible cause. So please, please, please come out.
Being hosted by Joe.
Oh. All right, Joe.
And, are you going to be out there as well?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, is CT going to be out there?
Yeah. CT, along with eight of our other veterans.
He's truly the star of the show.
I want this one right now.
When you meet this dog, you know how he is the star. Like every time.
Beautiful.
CT is sitting there. I was so jealous. This is going to tell you a little bit about kind of what a jag I really am. Joe Traynor Jr., great American hero. He's got this dog, CT, and he's they do this incredible organization in the South Suburbs for vets to put them with service animals, to help them with PTSD and other kinds of disabilities that they may be encountering. And CT sat at the feet of Joe during the interview when he was here a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And now CT is sitting at my feet, which tells me one of two things.
Wait a minute.
He figured out that I really need it. And B, I'm not jealous. I'm so jealous I'm sitting by your feet. And I'm like, God, I love this dog.
Does he help with Trump anxiety? Because then Roe needs him just for a couple of days, a weekend or something. Can you loan him
you're
out?
You're going to need a big dog for that kind of thing.
And remember, he's chipped, too.
He's chipped, so, right. Yeah.
You can't keep him.
I know. Well,
don't try.
I can't just borrow him for a weekend,
he's
man.
He's darling, though.
Just for
he's
a weekend.
Adorable.
I just want him for a weekend.
I'll pet sit any time.
All right. Here's my boy. All right. We'll be right back here with Joe and Joe and tell you more about this event and how you can meet CT and what these guys actually do. That's all coming your way. But first, Violetta Powdermatic's got the WGN traffic trouble spots right now. All right. In the studio, great American hero, Joe Traynor Jr. is with us. And a great American television star, Joe Manoso from Chicago Fire. And also a great American hero for doing what you're doing for this, man. Thank you so much for doing this, Joe.
Oh, my God. It's absolutely my pleasure. We have all of great America represented in this room.
All right. Join One Pet, One Vet. Fight to Save Lives. Friday night, Joe's on Weed Street. You get admission for the Freedom Concert, performances. Joe Manoso is going to be hosting, right? You're going to be up there?
That's true. Yeah, I'm going to be hosting. I'm going to be helping along with the auction items. I'm going to be running around. I'm hoping in Stars and Stripes pants. I'm not sure if I can work that out, but if I can.
Really?
I think I'm going to rock out, man.
Dude, you think that's a good look? Are you going for that?
I mean, whether or not I think it's a good look.
Secondary.
Yeah, exactly. It's more important that we, like Joe says, get our freedom on.
That's it.
Got to get your freedom on, man.
Yeah,
that's right.
You're not going to wear the suspenders and the firefighter pants?
You know what? I asked to borrow them. They'll put those things on lockdown in between the seasons. So, I tried to get it.
It turns out those bunker pants are very expensive.
They are.
They took them away from the paramedics here.
Exactly. That's right.
I'm
telling you, that's a lot of equipment, man, and it's costly.
And it's heavy, too, right?
Big time. 65 pounds when it's all on.
Yeah. And you guys start shooting in the summer.
Yeah.
Like late summer, into August,
the
right?
The dead of heat. We get the best of all of Chicago's weather.
And you do. You have to shoot in snow, too, because some scene where they're standing outside a firehouse with a bunch of snow, and you can see their breath. And this is what I love, too, because in Hollywood you don't get this because they do this on a soundstage a lot of times. You could see the breath, right, out of your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And you're having a conversation. And they're all trying to be cool. Mm-hmm. Right, and they're wearing like a T-shirt.
Do.
Yeah, that's why I gave up on the being cool thing, like right in first season, because like there's just no way. It's too cold. There's no way that I can be cool.
Well, and your show has spawned now. It spawned Chicago PD.
Yes,
and then Chicago Med came after that, and now this season Chicago Justice.
That is correct. Yeah, it looks like they're going to be getting a run. They're going to be coming in at the mid season sometime in January. But Chicago Justice is now the fourth in the franchise. I keep hearing now in the last 3 days, I've gotten this, like four or five people have told me there's a rumor that there's a fifth in the works.
What could you
bring
do?
It on.
You got fire, police,
streets and sanitation. That's the ongoing joke. What it is. I hope he turns it into a half hour comedy and it's about like streets and sanitation.
I would watch it too. Those guys are great.
All right. And Joe Traynor Jr., by the way, you can see Joe's story and the story of Joe's family and the story of CT, Crunch Time, a dog who was just a few hours away from execution at 5 months old. This beautiful puppy who's now a great American hero service dog. That is just, what a great story that is, Joe.
Totally is.
Absolutely. But, you know, most importantly, too, I'd like to take the opportunity to thank Joe for what he's doing. You know, there's a lot of people that like to say they want to do a lot of things for an organization, but to really take time out of his busy schedule to help get our freedom on this Friday.
See, I mean, it's like he makes it sound like it's like I'm really, you know, I'm going to go. I'm going to drink some beer.
You're going to have fun.
It's like I'm having a party, you know, and it's like it's rare that I get the opportunity to come out and talk to you guys. It's like the way I see it, like I'm winning here. Like I've gotten to meet Joe. I've gotten to meet CT. Like it's like I'm the one that's really winning in this. So
CT licked my ankle during the commercial break and I fell in love. It's like I don't know how I'm going to get CT away from Joe by the time he gets out. Because Joe, you know, Joe's a special operations guy.
No,
he knows a couple
you
things.
You would never be able to do that.
He can kill me with an eyelash. I'm going to somehow try to steal the dog. I don't know how that's going to work, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Do consider loaning it to him for his Trump anxiety at some point,
yes,
Joe.
Absolutely.
We'll follow the Uber
business model there.
OnePetOneVet.com. That's the number one. PetOneVet.com. Go there. You got the whole story. It explains everything. And you can donate. You contribute to this great cause. And also, are there tickets for this thing up there, too? Bets? Yes?
At the door.
Tickets at the door at Joe's on Weed. It's One Pet, onevetfreedomconcert.eventbrite.com, by the way. They're on Eventbrite. Just go to Eventbrite, do one pet, one vet, and you'll be able to figure
just
it out.
Just come and give us your money. That's really
okay.
That's
break it down
like,
for
I'm
going to
make
Joe.
It real
Thank
simple
you.
For you.
Yeah.
But we start getting our freedom on tonight with the season finale right here.
That's right. That's
they blow up Chicago, by the way. I've seen it already. The whole city's gone.
I'm worried.
And then Joe's going to have to explain
it
on Weed Street.
Start from scratch, you know? It's like, that's my season five.
We've done that already, okay?
Chicago Fire 2. All right. Well, we wish you guys the best. And congratulations on the success of that entire franchise. It's great for Chicago, too. The economy that brings into this town.
I just heard it was like something like 5,000 jobs have come out of just the Chicago franchise.
Oh, easy.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, I mean, being somebody that spent so many years here, you know, with a really dead town when it came to film and television, to kind of see the growth that it's established. I just went over to my agent, who's a Chicago agent here, and they were just pulling their hair out because they have so much to do.
Right.
It's the best kind of problem to have.
It is.
Like, it's like, I'm just so happy that Hollywood is embracing the city the way that it should be embraced.
Right. And it's a great place to, and they've got state-of-the-art facilities here on the Southwest side for sound stages.
Yeah.
And then as great as anything you've got in Hollywood. The only problem is that you see your breath in the air when you're trying to shoot a summer scene.
And is it really a problem?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, exactly. I think it gives us a certain level of authenticity.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. All right. Gentlemen, thank you so much. OnePetOneVet.com for all the details. And you can go to Eventbrite and One Pet, One Vet. Come out and see us at Joe's of Wee Street on Friday night.